USA Radio News.
A Republican congressman not giving up his efforts to overturn the election results. Texas's Louie Gohmert and 11 other Republicans had filed suit to give the vice president the power to disregard some electoral votes. A federal judge yesterday threw out the suit, though, claiming Gohmert doesn't have standing. Gohmert saying last night he'll appeal. He tells Newsmax the courts are sending a troubling message.
But the bottom line is, the court is saying, we're not going to touch this. You have no remedy. Basically, in effect, the ruling would be that you got to go to the streets and be as violent as Antifa and BLM.
Gohmert says he expects a judge to rule on his appeal before Wednesday. Vandalism at the home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, her San Francisco home, covered in graffiti yesterday morning. Someone spray painting "Cancel Rent" and "We Want Everything" on her garage door. A severed pig's head also found at the scene. Pelosi in D.C. at the time, no one claiming responsibility for the vandalism. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. 747 and vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
It might be up to the next Congress to approve bigger stimulus checks. The Senate adjourning last night without a vote on approving checks for $2,000. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley, one of those taking to the Senate floor yesterday to express his support for giving struggling Americans more money.
I mean, here we are in the throes of the worst pandemic in a century that working people have borne the brunt of. And all that we're asking is that those working people be first in line for relief and that they be given meaningful relief.
Trump tweeting that failing to approve bigger checks is not fair or smart. Tomorrow, the 116th Congress comes to a close and the 117th Congress gets underway. France cracking down on New Year's partiers, 5 people arrested and 1,200 fines issued after an illegal rave in Brittany. The 3-day party attracting more than 2,500 people. France under a nationwide 8 p.m. curfew. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The new strain of the coronavirus not raising alarms in the medical community. Timberg has more.
New variants of a COVID-19 strain are being found across the country, the latest being Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling NBC News they are not considering changing the dosing requirements and variants for the vaccine due to the new strain.
Right now, we're not doing that. But in discussions that we've had about what the options are, certainly that has not been completely rejected. But that's not going to happen right now. You have to remember that when you're doing things like administering vaccinations, you want to do it based on the science.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A record set in the Georgia Senate runoff elections. Early voting now closed after a record 3 million votes are cast. Election day is Tuesday. The latest poll has Democrat John Ossoff up 2 points on Republican David Perdue and Democrat Raphael Warnock leading Republican Kelly Loeffler by 1 point. The matchup is set for college football's national championship. It'll be Alabama versus Ohio State Monday, January 11th. Bama advancing with a 31-14 win over Notre Dame yesterday. The Buckeyes get past Clemson 49-28 last night in the other semifinal. 4 more bowl games today, starting at noon Eastern with the Gator Bowl, NC State and Kentucky. Later, Ole Miss plays Indiana in the Outback Bowl, Oregon plays Iowa State in the Fiesta Bowl, and Texas A&M plays North Carolina tonight in the Orange Bowl. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.